Judge, yes, this is in fact a religious headpiece. I appreciate you acknowledging that.
Okay, very well. Yes, I forget the call during this court. So we're here for State of Washington versus Marcus Reed. I'm forgetting if I'm pronouncing that incorrectly. Case number 2331801. Can you identify yourself for the record, please?
Yes, good afternoon, Your Honor. This is DPA Bennett Pullman appearing on behalf of the state.
Beneficiary of that estate is present. The representative is Judge.
Well, is Marcus Troy Reed?
The beneficiary, do I have standing to speak, Judge?
Well, no. I need to know if Mr. Ream or a counsel of record is here. So I don't know who you are. If you're not Mr. Ream, I would entertain somebody on behalf of him who's a licensed lawyer to address the court.
My lawful name is Mato Chapka, which is left-handed bearer. That is the name that I use among my people. However, for estate purposes or private entity purposes, I am known by capital M, lowercase a, R, C, U, S, dash, capital T, R, O, Y, colon, of the House of Ream. I am a man. I am not a corporate entity. The assumed name certificate on record from the state of Minnesota correctly displays the two different entities, one being the estate entity known as Marcus Troy Ream, and the other being the actual beneficiary, which is myself, of that estate. I filed the Form 50.
I'm going to stop you right there because procedurally, I'm going to proceed on the action filed by the state against Marcus Troy Reed. Whether or not it's capitalized, lowercase, or not, I don't think that's a distinction in the discussion. If Marcus Reed is not here, I'll entertain a request for a warrant for his arrest for his failure to appear. If Marcus Reed is here, he can approach and we can address any motions that he has.
I'm the attorney, in fact, for that estate, Judge.
Okay, do you have a license to practice law in the state of Washington?
The definition of attorney, in fact, as the UCC states it, sir, is...
Well, I'm interested in somebody who's licensed by the Washington State Bar Association who has filed a notice of appearance on behalf of the accused, Marcus Troy Reed. If you are a licensed attorney and you filed a notice of appearance, I'll hear from you. If you're not a licensed attorney, licensed in the state of Washington by the Washington State Bar Association, then I cannot hear from you unless you are Marcus Troy Reed.
I am the representative.
Past those two obstacles, I guess there's not much more for me to do today.
Judge, I'm the beneficiary that is here on behalf of that estate. Who are the trustees in this matter? The Form 56s that I filed, appointed yourself, as well as the prosecutor, and the Kitsap County as trustees in this matter. For the record, I have two witnesses here attesting to the fact that my mother happens to be one of them, who can attest to the fact that I'm a flesh and blood man. I am not the corporate entity that the state of Washington is charged in this matter. All charges are accepted for value. On the record, I am ordering this as the beneficiary of this estate to please discharge and settle all matters immediately.
Okay, I can't proceed based on what you've told me because I don't recognize it gives you legal standing to appear on behalf of Marcus Troy Reed, and you're not certain you are Marcus Troy Reed. The state has filed a criminal action against an individual named as Marcus Troy Reed. That individual is here, or if there's an illegal lawyer licensed to represent him, has filed a notice of appearance and wishes to speak on his behalf, I will hear those things. Ms. Coleman.
Your Honor, I agree. If Mr. Reed is not present here in the courtroom today, I don't see how we could possibly proceed with hearing any argument.
Judge, I am here on behalf of that matter, and again, I am the beneficiary, and I'm also the executor and the heir of that estate, Judge. I have the legal commercial security agreement to prove it that has been filed on the record. It is part of the record, Judge, and for anybody to ignore that at this point is patently frivolous on its face and malicious. Okay. All charges have been accepted. There is an ecclesiastical deed poll that I have also filed. Here's a copy if you'd like it, Judge. But it's just been filed again. It's been stamped by the clerk of court, proving that it is on the record. And this ecclesiastical deed poll, this court is required as a foreign corporate entity. This court is required to follow the laws of the United States of America, sir, and I'm entitled to a public form of government. I am not a corporate entity, but I am the beneficiary of that entity. And I ask this entity yourselves, you foreign corporate agents, to please respect that. Please dismiss all charges immediately for the third time on the record. All charges are accepted for value. Please dismiss permanently with prejudice. On the record, you are the trustees in this matter. I'm asking in your fiduciary capacity to please perform your duty as trustees. Dismiss. I wish for all charges to be dismissed with prejudice.
Okay, just a minute. I'm trying to communicate with you.
my Indian name.
And I don't mean to be disrespectful if I mispronounce that.
I'm an enrolled member of the Fort Peck Assiniboine and Sioux Tribe, Mato.
I'm just offering that I want to respect your name. And I mispronounce it, I'm sorry. I'm going to do my best. Mato is not a familiar name to me, so if I pronounce it, it's not a disrespect. It's my unfamiliar.
I really appreciate that. I really do. And you know, again, I appreciate all of my public servants who follow their oaths of office. And again, I accept your oaths of office here on the record for each of you that you've taken to the Constitution. I am a signatory to the State of Washington Constitution that is on file in federal case number 3:22-CharlieVictor-05660-Delta-Gulf-Echo. Okay. So please do respect that and dismiss all charges with prejudice immediately.
Here's the government. Legal motions properly filed before me and brought by a party to the action, either as an agent of that party or not, and may be co-authorized on behalf of the criminal accused of Washington State who are licensed by the Washington State Bar Association. You have not asserted that you are a licensed lawyer under the Washington State Bar Association, so you don't have standing to address the court as the lawyer on behalf of the criminal accused here.
Agreed.
You have not asserted that you are, in fact, the criminal accused here. You have said you were an agent.
I am the holder in due course. Judge? Marcus Troy Ream is a corporate entity. It has an EIN number. It files a tax return. And I am the UCC.
That means that Marcus Troy entity exists as a corporate entity, but also as an individual. It doesn't mean one eliminates the other.
Objection, sir. I believe every judge out here, they can't claim ignorance of the law. We both know that what we're talking here is the same thing. An individual, according to the definition.
Really, the conversation ends here because I cannot have you appear on behalf of somebody who's claiming you are not a licensed attorney. So if you're not a licensed attorney, then you can't address the next person's behalf. If you are not a licensed attorney, you could address the court if you are the person who's accused of a crime. If you're not that person, then you have no standing.
I'm the beneficiary of that estate. Do I have standing to speak?
A beneficiary does not have standing.
Okay, then as the trustees, I ask you to please perform your fiduciary duty because those are on file. They have been filed. Under the Power of Appointment Act of 1951, Judge, it says that I do.
I'm going to disagree with you on that. You do not have the authority to bring a motion on behalf of the attorney or you are not that individual. You have not asserted to be either. So at this point,
I'm the beneficiary of that state, sir.
Is Marcus Troy Ream here in the court?
Marcus-Troy-Ream? Also known as King Mato, Chief Mato, is present and here to represent as the executor and heir of the estate of Marcus Troy Ream, all matters having to do with that estate.
So are you, in fact, Marcus Troy Mato, or Marcus Troy Ream? Because if you are not, then I'm not going to hear your argument.
I'm the beneficiary of that estate, Judge. Judge, I am the beneficiary of that estate. I'm asking all charges be dismissed. They are accepted for value on the record. I am the lawful representative and holder in due course. I have a UCC-1 and a UCC-3 filing on record in this case. For this court to ignore that at this point now, sir, is patently malicious on its face. There is no injured party in this case, and there are only two criminal prosecutions in which any person in the United States of America may be held, sir. That's an Article 3 court, or it's a court of colorable jurisdiction, which is an admiralty jurisdiction. Is this an admiralty jurisdiction, sir? I object, sir. I would assert that you, having taken an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States, your first obstacle is to first have the prosecutor either produce an injured party or, without looking malicious and having the appearance of impropriety and not upholding judicial integrity and the integrity of this court, not having this case dismissed and continuing to proceed with this malicious prosecution when all charges have been accepted is on its face treasonous, sir. And I am asking again for all charges to be dismissed with prejudice. I am the beneficiary of this estate. It is my right. You guys are infringing on this. I have personal property that's been withheld from me for over a year and a half. I am entitled to retrieve that under the law. And I ask this court to please respect it, uphold your fiduciary duties as trustees, having been appointed to that under the Power of Appointment Act and me as administrator and executor of the estate of Marcus Troy Ream. It is my lawful right. I have the paperwork to prove it. I also have an authorized an authenticated commercial security agreement that is on the record having been authenticated by the State of Washington Secretary of State. It is inexcusable for the prosecutor to continue to try to prosecute me, a living, breathing man. I am not a corporate entity. I am a flesh and blood breathing man, and my mother is here to prove it and attest to that right here on the record in front of everybody, as well as the witnesses that I have observing this electronically. So what I would ask is that this court please, again, perform your trustee fiduciary duties, dismiss with prejudice all charges are accepted on the record for value. Discharge all bonds associated with this. Clerk, please give me the order. Thank you. I move to dismiss all charges with prejudice on the record. Judge, the documents on file right now in the court record prove that you are looking at an entity and a man. That is irrefutable at this point. For this court to move...
You have to say quite a bit without interrupting you. I'm trying to respect you by letting you do that. Because
I'm sorry.
If I could just...
Please.
There are a number of documents that are filed. I took the time yesterday when I learned of the hearings to review. There really was only one motion. It was mostly directed to... In order for me to hear the motion, somebody with standing has to make the argument. Legal counsel, people licensed in the state of Washington, have a... Again, you are not pressing to be the individual accused of this crime. It's not you accused of this crime, then you have nothing to worry about. You wouldn't have any standing against you, since they're saying it's not you.
Judge, an individual is a corporate entity.
Any decision I make on this case, if it's not you, wouldn't impact you at all. Since it's not you, you're telling me it's not you, then I'm inclined to perceive that the individual who's accused of this crime, Marcus Troy Ring, is not present, and I will entertain a request to issue a warrant for his arrest.
Objection, Judge. I think we know full well.
What is your basis to object? You don't have standing.
My objection is the fact that you know full well that there is a difference between a corporate entity and me as a living and breathing human. And I have a right to not be trafficked like I am property by anybody from some foreign corporation pretending as though their statutes magically apply to me without anything with my signature on it agreeing to contract with your corporation. There is a rescission of the driver's license that was formerly on record that I had no idea obligated me to a U.S. citizenship and thereby also obligated me to all statutes and things that were fraudulently induced with that same driver's license. I was never asked for that. Okay. However, I as a man, sir...
Well, Your Honor, seeing as Marcus Ream has represented himself as being present in the courtroom today, I suggest that we strike today's hearing as it was a defendant's motion.
Okay, very well. That's going to be the ruling of the court, since Marcus Ream is not up here.
Objection. Let the record reflect the beneficiary is here and appeared in good faith and in honor to try to defend his rightful estate from unlawful and fraudulent attacks on it by members of a foreign corporate agency who refused to follow the law and their obligations under the United States Constitution. Also, let the record reflect the two witnesses that I have with me will, along with myself, be filing an affidavit of open treason and high crimes against the laws of the United States that will be filed over in the organic record in Kitsap County, because apparently there is no other place in the United States of America to actually get a lawful record with people who are going to follow their oaths of office and obey the laws that they said that they would to give us the 19 essential services that we are due in a Republican form of government. Again, I will say for the record, I am not the accused because I have never committed a crime, although your commercial crimes are all accepted for value on the record, and again, I'm ordering them to be discharged immediately with prejudice. If the prosecutor can produce a victim who is willing to sign a sworn affidavit under oath that I have caused him an injury, I am more than happy to stand here and be accused of any crime. However, unless she can do that, this is frivolous and it's malicious on its face. I am asking again politely. I wish for this court to dismiss all charges with prejudice. Judge, I have an authenticated commercial security agreement proving that I am the legal representative for this estate. It's on record, Judge. How are we going to ignore that? That's in the Washington State UCC. Objection, Judge. The law says you are supposed to accept arguments from anybody that's a legal representative. I am the legal representative.
Thank you, Your Honor.
All right. Let's go file our paperwork next door.